This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New Year's Eve celebrations will look a little different in this year of COVID-19. Big public blowouts are going digital. Fireworks displays are being canceled. Health experts are warning Americans to stay home on this New Year's Eve. A more contagious variant of the coronavirus has now been found in California. Dr. Anthony Fauci had a virtual meeting with Governor Gavin Newsom.
I'm not surprised that you have a case and likely more cases in California, and we likely will be seeing reports from other states. Colorado were the first.
But experts say there's no evidence this variant is more deadly or more severe, and they think the available vaccines will be effective against it. Looks like those $2,000 COVID-19 relief payments are pretty much dead in the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blocking a vote, saying Congress has provided enough help to Americans who need it.
The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
the only way to get to the American people the $2,000 checks they deserve and need is to pass the House bill and pass it now.
But Senator McConnell is blocking the Democrats' efforts to force a vote, saying the extra money would go to many Americans who don't need it. A Wisconsin health system says hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine that had to be thrown out after they were left unrefrigerated now appear to have been deliberately spoiled by an employee. Aurora Medical says it's fired the employee and referred the matter to authorities. No word on a motive. Police in Minneapolis shot and killed a man during a traffic stop overnight. The police chief says witnesses say the man fired at police first. This is AP News. The National Park Service has released a video involving the tasing of a visitor to New Mexico.
It happened at Petroglyph National Monument in New Mexico. Native American tribes consider the area sacred, and visitors are supposed to stay on designated trails. Daryl House was spotted by the ranger, climbing away from the designated trails. The ranger asked for ID.
I need my identification, sir.
Sir, let's don't go down that road, okay?
I'm already going down that road.
House picked up his dog and tried to walk away.
Can you please
help
the dog down?
Help!
Sir.
Help! Help!
The ranger repeatedly asked House to put his hands behind his back.
Show me your hands!
I don't have anything, sir!
Your hands!
I don't have anything!
House was cited for interfering with agency functions, concealing his identity, and being off trail. The National Park Service is investigating. In his social media posts, House says he goes to the monument to pray and meditate. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Are you a questioner? A wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.